Blog Talk Radio.
We live.
We're live.
Live from Chicago and Las Vegas. You're tuned in to the show that's always on top of what's trending. It's Page One.
It's Page One.
With LeVar and Mary.
With LeVar and Mary.
And what's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? It's Friday night. You're tuned into Page One. You'll get one half of the group tonight. Mary's off. LeVar here with you. Thanks for joining us on this Friday night, September 29th, 2023. Abbreviated show tonight, but I wanted to make sure that I joined you here before the weekend. We thank you, as always, for listening to us. And, of course, you can catch us here every Friday night, or just about every Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And then after that, always here on Blog Talk Radio. But if you don't have access to Blog Talk Radio or you can't pick it up, you can always catch this podcast on Apple or as well as iHeartRadio or Spotify. But with this show tonight, the abbreviated show, we will have a look at what is trending. We will also have Retro Moment of the Week. And originally planned for tonight was just a night of potpourri. If you are a longtime listener to the show, you do know that the potpourri portion of the program is just general stories that don't fit. It's neither a long-form topic. Next week, upon our return, I promise you, we will bring back the Urban Dictionary word of the day, and we'll also have something for the Smoking Gun Files next week. But this week with the abbreviated show, we'll be here for a little bit with you tonight and at least kind of catch up to speed on some of the things that's going on. Normally during this time, we would usually have host chat, and I would tell you probably the most interesting thing that I read this week. If you are not familiar here in the States, Walmart, which is a big retailer here, within the last year, did a lot of self-checkout lanes. It's probably a familiar sight where you live as well. But there was an interesting story for the Business Insider today in regards to Walmart backtracking on the usage of those. They're going to be pulling self-checkout lanes from at least three stores in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The company is also testing varying degrees of hands-on employee assistance with self-service kiosks. And employees and customers have said that the company's reliance on self-checkout has led to more theft, which is very interesting. It was supposed to be less theft. And usually with a lot of those, you usually see cameras and you usually see other cameras within the store where they can take a look at what you are scanning. As we said, two stores in Albuquerque, New Mexico, were recently renovated to replace the checkout lanes, and changes to a third area store slated to be finished in October. A Walmart spokesperson said that we continuously look at ways to provide our customers with the best shopping experience, and that includes adjusting the checkout area in stores. They declined to say, though, whether those similar redesigns were underway at other U.S. locations, but they did say that there's no plan for the widespread removal of the kiosk. And they said that it previously said that it would assign more employees to the self-checkout kiosk to offer hands-on assistance to customers, in some cases, ringing up entire purchases for them. I would think that would be just keeping a line open. One concept announced in 2020 does away with the traditional lanes in favor of a checkout zone where shoppers can opt for full service or scan and pay by themselves. And CTV reported in August that a Walmart in Ottawa, Ontario, was adding more staff to self-checkout lines. When a separate Albuquerque Walmart closed in March, the company cited underperformance with several shoppers that told the Insider that the location was routinely targeted by criminals. Police records showed more than 700 calls to the store or its vicinity in 2022 alone. And Walmart does not publicly disclose details about shoplifting, but dozens of employees and customers told the Business Insider last year that the company's reliance on self-checkout led to that increase. Other companies that either engage more with customers at self-checkout or don't use that option much at all, such as Costco, Best Buy, Lowe's, and Tractor Supply, have reported relatively low incidents of missing inventory. U.S. retailers lost more than $112 billion to inventory shrinkage, including over $41 billion due to external theft, according to an industry survey published earlier this week. Self-checkout forces retailers to make a trade-off between labor cost savings and the increased expense of theft, according to Matt Kelly, who's a senior manager of asset protection at Home Depot, and he's now a loss prevention expert at security tech company LiveView Technologies. I will tell you from experience that for a lot of people, it kind of sunk them in ways because for older shoppers don't like the idea of self-checkout. And for younger shoppers, of course, you have some people who have 50 million things in their cart. It takes a while. Or some of the machines take cash, some don't, or it's card only, and you have to be told by an employee whether it is or not at sometimes no. The whole idea, while great, is probably one of those ideas where it should have started smaller. It did in some areas, but it ramped it up to full self-service kiosks. Little to no regular lines. There are some stores that still kind of have a little bit of both, one from column A, one from column B, but depending upon where you live and what you know, it doesn't look like this idea, especially in some areas, is not working out too well for Walmart. So it will be very interesting to see in the upcoming months and or year if going back to almost a full service type of experience at the store will lead to less theft. I do think, though, a lot of that theft is more internal and probably not external. Some things kind of fall off the truck, wink, wink. Also, one of the interesting things of note this week the breaking stories here in regards to what's been going on in the world. We'll take a look at that. But first, we'll take a look at the almanac. And I know that's one of the things that you guys look forward to. I kind of feel like if I come across one and I could almost hear Mary asking me to explain what's going on. But this is the last show, and I forgot to mention at the top of the show. Last show for the month of September. When next we meet, we will be fully invested to the month of October. Of course, in October, here in the States, that brings us Halloween. So you will be probably hearing a lot more retro moments coming up in the next few weeks in regards to that. But the next show that we have coming up next week, it will be October 6th, which I do believe, if we kind of do this correctly, may center around someone's birthday who comes up right after that. Either that or the following show. That's between you or I, though. But September 30th today, that brings us Orange Shirt Day. Orange Shirt Day, for those of you who don't know and indeed need to know, it promotes awareness about the Indian residential school system still impacting Native American communities in the United States and Canada, known as National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The day honors the children forced into Indian boarding schools. In addition, the day also remembers those who never returned home. Indian residential schools, once called American Indian boarding schools, were established in the early 19th century. Those schools were developed as an assimilation model to teach Indian children Euro-American ways, residential children of their culture, including their language, customs, music, and traditions. So what happened was that some never returned home, while others are never heard from again. Recent excavations unearthed remains of children on school properties in both Canada and the United States. Many of those graves had little or no record identifying the children and the tragic fates that have been reported until now. So it is said to wear that orange to show the support for those and those who did not escape the enduring impact of the trauma during that time. So Orange Shirt Day is coming up on September 30th. National Love People Day is today. It is Save Your Photos Day. Well, actually, that's tomorrow. I don't know why I'm jumping ahead, but tomorrow, National Ghost Hunting Day, National Hot Mold Cider Day, National Mud Pack Day, today, the 29th, which we kind of gave to you last week, but it's National Gay Men's HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. It's Urban National Wildlife Refugee Day, National VFW Day. It's National Coffee Day. So for a lot of you out there, if you found a good special on coffee, that is what's been going on. October starts for all of us on Sunday. And looking ahead at the month of October and what it brings, it actually will bring, like I said, Halloween. But October 1st is World Socky Day. It's also National Fire Pup Day, which is for all of those puppies who work at the firehouse. National Pumpkin Spice Day is on October 1st, and I have a feeling it's probably already began for everybody at some point. It's, yeah, not a big pumpkin fan at all, but it's float your boat. National Green City Day is that day. National Black Dog Day. National Hair Day. And then on October 1st, it's National Homemade Cookies Day. My favorite is chocolate chip if you're making any, or white chocolate macadamia nut if you want to send any our way. October 2nd brings us National Custodial Workers Recognition Day. It's National Child Health Day, which is the first Monday in October. National Name Your Car Day. I don't think I ever named a vehicle of mine. I know some people that do. I think Mary does as well. We'll have to ask her about that when she's back here next week. National Fried Scallops Day. National Consignment Day. National Produce Misting Day. Yes, that is an occurrence. There is a day for that. So if you're ever in the grocery store, here's the deal. It recognizes innovation of keeping fruits and vegetables fresh. Fingertips rest assured that produce remains crisp, plump, hydrated, and nutrient dense. So in 1979, along came an invention or two that changed how we got our fresh food. Those automatic produce misting systems pretty much revolutionized the grocery world. While these systems extended the shelf life of fruits and vegetables, it also increased the variety of foods available. Before exotic food shipped in refrigerated trucks, but for the time, for distance, it traveled, dramatically reduced their shelf life. So now those foods stood a chance with the help of hydration. Customers no longer had to wait for a vacation to savor a favorite delicacy. Amazingly, shoppers can now ask grocers to order those foreign ingredients to make those exotic dishes fresh in their homes. I can tell you, didn't really know a lot about that and didn't know that that was around that time. And you can probably ask your parents and they'll tell you how grocery stores did things back then. And yeah, that pretty much was it. National Smarties Day is also on October 2nd, and that celebrates the candy itself, those little small candies, the Smarties. So if you have ever had one, celebrate it on October 2nd. October 3rd brings us National Techies Day. It's National Boyfriend Day. It's National Fruit at Work Day. World Temperance Day. October 4th is National Taco Day. For those of you who love tacos, you can definitely celebrate it. The irony is that it's on Wednesday, the day after Taco Day, which would be on the 3rd, or Taco Tuesday, as we all know it. National Golf Lovers Day is October 4th, as well as National Vodka Day, National Walk to School Day, National Pumpkin Seed Day, and it's National Coffee with a Cop Day, as well as National Cinnamon Bun Day. October 5th brings us National Do Something Nice Day, as well as National Get Funky Day. It's you can dance, get funky. National Rhode Island Day. It's National Apple Betty Day. National Coaches Day comes next Friday, along with World College Radio Day, National Orange Wine Day, National Body Language Day. I don't know why I think of the Queen song, Body Language. National Plus Size Appreciation Day. National Manufacturing Day. And World Smile Day, which is the first Friday in October, as well as National Noodle Day and National German American Day, National Mad Hatter Day. So all of those things are coming up. So now you are aware of what's on the almanac. So taking a look tonight at what is trending, because like we said, there's so many stories that are going on, stories that broke earlier on this day here in the States, some things that are still developing. For those who are following the news, of course, we were awakened with the news this morning that Senator Dianne Feinstein out of California, who was a trailblazer for women in politics here, passed away at the age of 90. That is one of the trending stories. Also trending tonight is Tupac. A lot of Tupac fans out there. And the reason why Tupac is trending tonight is the Las Vegas Police Department today made an arrest 27 years after his murder. There's finally been a major update in the case. A man has been arrested in connection to the murder of Tupac Shakur. The person, their mugshot has been released. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was arrested. The police revealed that Davis gave them reason to get back to the case in 2018 when he started doing interviews and eventually wrote a book detailing his involvement in the murder. Officials say that once they executed the search warrant, they were able to present their new evidence to a grand jury who made the decision to indict him with one count of open murder and use of a deadly weapon with a gang enhancement. He was arrested early Friday morning by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on unknown charges related to the murder. A lot of people say that it certainly wasn't a new name when it came to it, as he admitted it in interviews and in his book, a book no less, entitled Compton Street Legend. So there's a lot of people, especially from Tupac's life, who are coming forward and are definitely knowing that this is a pivotal moment, and that they are hoping that this is something that can finally lead them to some real justice. So 27 years, and it's, you know, it's amazing that this person, you know, allegedly, because of course here you are innocent until proven guilty, but allegedly did what he did, which there will be a lot of things probably coming out from the story in the next few weeks and months, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on it. Also turning tonight, if you are a fan of baseball or American baseball here in the States, the Florida Marlins are trending as their magic number is down to 2 to clinch a postseason berth. They won their game this evening, defeating the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. And 2's the magic number for them. The Cubs still looking to have, or Chicago Cubs here, still looking to have something to say to that. Friday Night SmackDown also is trending. Of course, it's Friday night here in the States, so wrestling, of course, is trending. And beyond that, it is nothing but some Friday Night Football and a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of reality TV, but those are all of the things that are trending tonight here in the States. With that, Retro Moment of the Week tonight is coming up, and then right after that, we will have a few of the stories from Potpourri that was originally meant for tonight. I'll share those with you. And among some of those stories, because we kind of talked about it, was a story this week about Mick Jagger, who what he was going to do with the back catalog of the Rolling Stones and why his kids might want to be a little worried about going to be probably doing with that. Then we'll also talk a little bit about something that Netflix would like to see that you can do for them. And hopefully we'll get a few other stories in too. But thanks for joining us on this Friday night. You're listening to Page One with just me for tonight, LeVar. Mary's off, well-deserved night off. And we'll be right back.
Are you ready for command? Then give Chrysler an order. It obeys on the double. It has brawn. It has beauty. Instant knowing response. Some drivers swear it has brains. Take the wheel in luxury. The optional 3-in-1 front seat, available on some models, gives you all the comfort of bucket seats, with room for three when you need it. Take charge. Move up to Chrysler 67.
Welcome to the world of Trans World Airlines.
You hear the nicest things on TWA jets these days. 8 channels of stereo and hi-fi entertainment are right at your side. Classics, jazz, show tunes, history, comedy, and more. Only TWA gives you such a big choice. Just settle back and listen to time fly.
Welcome to the world of Trans World.
You're listening to Page One.
Page One.
With LeVar and Mary. Your source for all the current topics and news you need to know. Here's LeVar and Mary.
Welcome back to Page One. LeVar here with you on this Friday night. Mary's off on this abbreviated edition of Page One. So your dad, say for example, is Mick Jagger. Well, that's kind of cool. But say that money that he had and you were kind of expecting that maybe, just maybe, good old dad would leave that to you. That may not be the case. Legendary rocker Mick Jagger, according to sources, stated that he may be swimming in his millions thanks to the Rolling Stones, but he most likely won't be sharing his wealth with his 8 kids. The 80-year-old musician hinted to the Wall Street Journal in a recent profile that he doesn't want to sell the band's post-1971 music inventory. He teased that the money should go to charity instead of his offspring. He says, the children don't need $500 million to live well. Come on, he joked to the publication. He went on, you maybe do some good in the world. Now, Jagger's oldest child, his daughter, Carice, whom he welcomed with Marsha Hunt in 1970. In 1971, he wed ex-wife Bianca Jagger and had daughter Jade. And he also shares 4 children with ex-wife Jerry Hall, whom he was married from 1990 to 1997, daughters Elizabeth, Georgia May, and sons James and Gabriel. He and model Luciana Jimenez welcomed son Lucas in 1999. His youngest child, his son Devereaux, with girlfriend Melanie Hamrick, arrived in 2016. Elsewhere in the interview, the singer revealed how he hopes the Stones' legacy will continue on long after he's gone. He says, you can have a posthumous business now, can't you? You can have a posthumous tour. The technology has really moved on since the ABBA thing, meaning the Voyage virtual show. Swedish pop band ABBA famously reunited in 2021 after a 40-year hiatus to release their Voyage virtual tour and accompanying album. He also discussed how the music sector of Hollywood has transformed over the decades and how rock and roll was still at its infant state when he started out in the early 60s. And then he went on to say that, especially about Taylor Swift, he said how the industry pretty much itself was so nascent that it didn't have the support and the amount of people that are on tap to be able to advise you as they do now. He says, but you know, it still happens. He says, look what happened to Taylor Swift. I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but she obviously wasn't happy. And he was referring to got into a pickle with music manager Scooter Braun in 2019 when he bought the master recordings of her first six albums. And then she decided to re-record her music for her fans as he had barred her from performing songs from her back catalog. The Rolling Stones are also back to the music biz, having announced their first album of original songs since 2005, called Hackney Diamonds, earlier this month. So how would you like that if your dad, I mean, it's his money. He can do what he wants to with it. I know that a lot of people will say, yeah, you know, it's his money. $500 million is a lot. Eight kids, I think $500 million. If you kind of give them a nice little cut of it, though, I mean, come on, Mick. You got to think about that one. Other than that, not to leave anybody anything. Well, anyway, if you love binging TV, then Online Casino may have the job for you. OnlineCasinos.com is looking for a professional TV binger to watch and review popular TV shows. Now, the selected candidate will be tasked with providing comprehensive reviews, insightful commentary, and engaging content for the platform's users. The chosen candidate will evaluate shows' storyline quality, character development, production values, and overall viewer experience. Additionally, they'll share their recommendations on social media. So what does it pay? I know that's what you're asking me. The binger gets $2,000 plus $500 for snacks and the cost of a Netflix subscription. Also, it's a remote job, so you can do it from anywhere. What will you be watching? Netflix most streamed shows of all time, which includes Squid Game, Stranger Things, and Wednesday. According to the application page, the winner will need to score each TV series out of 10 based on, as we said, bingeability rating, distractibility rating, meaning how often you found yourself distracted during the show, snoozeability rating, the likelihood that the show will send you to sleep, take two rating, meaning the likelihood that you rewatch the series, or the grand finale rating, meaning just how wowed you were at the season finale. So if you are interested, do you want to binge watch? OnlineCasinos.com is where you would go to look for that. I would probably, I would say, if you listen to the show, you know that I am probably not the person that will normally probably binge like that. It's tempting. I will actually say that. I'm not sure if I would be able to finish it all, but it's very, very tempting. I have no doubt that all of you out there would probably be ready to do binge watching if you could, but I think $2,000, it's not enough. I think if I'm going to do that, because if you're going to binge watching means you probably are going to do that within probably a few days. And if you're working a normal 9-to-5 job, you're probably not going to have the time to. Let's just be honest. Unless you just do it on the weekends. And then at that point, yeah, you should be okay. Also in the news, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and there is some good news to report. The good folks at Oscar Mayer have listened to us. Some names are just the worst. Get it? Worse. Just 4 months after announcing that the hot dog-shaped Wienermobile was changing its name to the Frankmobile, the one-of-a-kind Wiener on Wheels is reverting back to the original. Oscar Mayer announced on Wednesday on Instagram that the Frankmobile is toast. The Wienermobile rides again. The name change announced by the Kraft Heinz Company in May was meant to pay homage to the brand's 100% beef Franks and their new recipe. For fans of the original name, the change was frankly ridiculous. It's been a franktastic summer, the Instagram post said. But like you, we miss the wonderful icon. Help us welcome back the Wienermobile. And there you have it. Thanks to all of the good folks that argued and complained. The Wienermobile returns. If you are in the market, if you like shopping like a lot of people that I know, as they always say, that there is gold in them darn hills. One of the things that I read about this week and did not know. Now, you know, here in America, and I'm not sure how this works in other parts of the world, there is a store, and I might be wrong. It might be overseas, but there's a store called Costco. And if you shop at Costco, they sell a little bit of everything. I think they even sell caskets. I know. But according to this, Costco is selling gold bars, and they're selling out within a few hours. Now, they're well known as a place to get bargain prices on a variety of items, from food to luggage to appliances to gold bars. Wait, gold bars, you say? That's right. They are your one-stop shop for one-ounce gold gold pomp Swiss Lady Fortuna Veriscan bars. If I pronounced that wrong, forgive me. But they're handsomely detailed and ready for purchase. They're available for the bargain price of, well, you got to be a member to know that, but apparently they were selling for a little shy of $1,900 recently, according to chatter on Reddit. Spot gold most recently was going for $1,876.56 an ounce as of Wednesday afternoon. Regardless of the price, gold is selling like hotcakes, judging by the comments Tuesday from Costco's chief financial officer, Richard Galanti. Speaking on the company's quarterly earnings call, he said that the bars are in hot demand and don't last long when in stock. He says, "I've gotten a couple of calls that people have seen online that we've been selling one-ounce gold bars. Yes, but when we load them onto the site, they're typically gone within a few hours, and we limit two per member." A couple of important points from that thought. The bars indeed are only available online and only if you're a Costco member, which costs either $120 or $60 a year, depending on which program you pick. The retailer also is limiting the purchase to two to a customer, meaning it would be pretty hard to build a position that would lead to financial security. At the very least, though, it's an effective promotion and one that could appeal to a certain sector of Costco's shopping clientele. They have accelerated its offerings of dried foods and other survivalist goods at a time when worries about the future are running high. They also market a 150-serving emergency food preparedness kit come in handy, you know, just in case. And precious metals have been on a run over the past several years. Gold's risen to more than 15% in the past year and more than 55% over the past 5 years. So if you are here and you have a Costco membership, just remember, you too can find gold. I will probably leave it at that. But anyway, I did promise one thing tonight, and I guess I will share it with you since Mary is not here. From the Smoking Gun Files. I usually like to leave these stories, but I'll leave one for next week. But I will tell you one funny one here, or maybe not. So there was a crime spree. A Missouri man is locked up, pretty much, following an alleged crime spree that included him pointing a gun at multiple victims while stealing a taco from a Mexican restaurant in St. Louis. Antonio Murray was charged this week with robbing Louis Pondieria at gunpoint earlier this month. Witnesses told cops that Murray pointed a gun at bakery employees before swiping a taco. After being collared, Murray reportedly admitted that he walked up to the taco stand with the gun out, asked for a taco, and left without paying. A female employee told cops that she had been preparing the taco for another customer when Murray approached her and grabbed a food item, declaring it belonged to him, while pointing a gun at multiple people. When arrested, he was charged with felony robbery while carrying a BB gun in his waistband, which, quote, did resemble a real firearm. The Taco holdup is just one entry on his pending criminal court docket. Teen also faces a pair of misdemeanor property damage counts for allegedly smashing two separate store windows. A more legal concern is a complaint charging him with breaking into a St. Louis home and pretty much striking two victims, stealing a TV, and tasing a third victim. Yeah, there's more to it. I'm not even going to tell you what else he's done. But it was the taco that pretty much did him in. That will do it for this week's edition of Page Well with LeVar and Mary. So thankful that all of you could be with us. And as we said, as always, when we are not on, you can catch us with past episodes on iHeartRadio, on Apple, where podcasts are, and on Spotify. You can also catch me over on Twitter at NewsCommentBTR. Hopefully you will see me over there. We'll have a couple of things set up soon in regards to what you'd like to hear on the show. So definitely send us your comments and suggestions. We'll definitely look into that. But for the month of September, that closes the book on shows for this month. We'll start quarter four off next Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. So I hope that you're able to join us then. As always, a shout out to everyone that is listening to us online, no matter where you are, and for all of our friends over on Discord and Twitch. Hopefully I will join you over there at some point. Might even sneak through tonight, so you may see me over there, especially on our Discord page. So for Mary, I am LeVar. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next Friday night for another edition of Page One. And until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Thanks, everybody.
Well, friends, it's time once again to close that creaking door. Until next week at the same time, when we'll be back with a little hunk of horror. You'll be sure to listen, won't you? Until next week, then. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Thanks for listening to Page One. Don't forget to get the latest show info on Twitter at NewsCommentBTR and add us as a podcast on Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and other platforms where we can be found.